Good morning. This is Dr. Scott. I want to welcome you to WGUM and to thank you for being one of our listeners, whether it's during the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. We want to invite you, if you choose, to be blessed and to bless our service if you're interested in doing that and giving us support for the many activities of Blog Talk, which include not only this program, but also allowing Pastor Benjamin to fly to different places in the country, if not the world, to support her expanding ministry. If you're interested in doing that, you may call me at 302-399-5386. And once you do that, then we'll be able to take your credit card or debit card information and put it directly into the Blog Talk account. Today, we're going to be blessed with the magnificent prayer offered by Pastor Benjamin's brother, Pastor Michael Benjamin. So please sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to lift you up and to hold you while this prayer is being delivered. Again, thank you for listening, and we know you will enjoy the program.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yes, Jesus is real. This is WGUM. Glory United Ministries, Dr. Gregory Scott, your genial host. Shortly thereafter, you will be hearing from Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Amen. Jesus is real.
I can even tell from the crown of my head to my toes. And did you hear what John P. Key said this morning? God is not a myth, nor God is a fairy tale. Jesus is real. And we want to emphasize that without him, we can do nothing. I am so excited on this fourth Sunday morning. It is a pleasure to be back in your midst again. I just want to thank God for being in the new year, the 24th day of the new year. He has kept me. Jesus is real. I'm so excited. I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to me this morning when I woke up to call your brother and have him to do the prayer for the people. Oh, and I'm so excited. I called him this morning, and he said that he would do the prayer. I'm introducing my baby brother, Pastor Michael Benjamin, pastor of SOS Ministries out of Queens, New York. But before he comes with the prayer, I would like for John P. Key to sing one more song for me, and after that, you will hear the voice of Pastor Michael Benjamin, and after that, you will hear from Pastor Patricia Benjamin, again, bringing the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
a young lady, tears rolling down her face. She said to me, we need to rush to the hospital. But as a choir member, whose baby is lying at the point of death. We rush to Memorial Hospital. That's the mother and her father. I want you to know, while they were waiting, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in. So we can praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many know God can take total disaster?
Good morning, Pastor Mike. Your line is open.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. It's another day that the Lord has blessed us to see, in which we are glad. God, before we can ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. What a mighty God we serve. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to come before the people of God. But before I offer this prayer, perhaps I could give just a small portion of my testimony. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Father, we come before you this morning. God, for the people of God, we beseech thee, O God. Lord, for some, our hearts are heavy, and God, others, Lord, we just need a breakthrough, a breakout. We need a miracle. We need your miraculous touch, God. Lord, for there's so much trouble in the land, even as the Apostle Paul has stated, we're troubled on every side. Yet not distressed, we are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, not forsaken. We are cast down, but God, don't ever let us be destroyed. For the enemy would desire to sift us like wheat, God. He comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But God, do not let us be destroyed. Give us the strength to persevere. Give us the strength to overcome. And no matter what we are going through, no matter what we are confronted with, we realize that the Bible is right. And that we can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth us. God, you not only give us strength for today, but you continuously give us the strength that we need to overcome every plot, everything that the enemy puts before us. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Not just bread that we eat, God, but the bread that we need to keep us sustained in these last and evil days. The bread that we need for our success, both perfect. personal success and even our corporate success, God, and even the things that we succeed, that want to succeed for our families, our friends, our loved ones, God, the hope that we have that's laid up for us, even our hope that that's built up on Christ Jesus, the solid rock. God, we thank you for this opportunity that we can cry out before thee, God, that we can ask your blessings upon the people of God. We thank you for another day that you blessed us to see. God, we thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our families. God, we even thank you for the things that we cannot fully appreciate, not being able to comprehend the love that you have for us, God. But the Bible declares that greater love hath no man than this, that you laid your life down for us, God, that we can have access to thee. Oh, God, so we come boldly this morning to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. God, in times such as these, we need you, oh, God. Speak a word to our situation. Speak a word to our circumstances. Speak a word, God, into our life. If you speak, Lord, just one word. You spoke, Lord, by one word, and earth, oh, God, became into existence. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord. We were void and without form, but God, you spoke a word and created this planet that we're on, this life that we have, and everything, God, that we're confronted with even now. Oh, God, it's in your hands, Lord. You know what to do for us. You know how to do for us, God, and you can teach us, Lord, what to do for ourselves, God. We thank you for this opportunity, God. It's a great time because of the world, the situation that the world is in. We're in chaos, calamity, and confusion, but God, because we know who you are, because we trust in you, because we believe in you, you can keep us in perfect peace, even in the midst of our storm, even in the midst of our struggle, even in the midst of calamity, God. You're able, God, to bring us out and to bring us through in spite of the things that we're going through, in spite of the things, God, that we're confronted with. Our trust is in you. Our hope is in you. Our hope is built on nothing less than the shed blood of Jesus and his righteousness. And no matter what we've done, no matter what we do, God, you never turn your back on your people, God. You never turn your back on us, God. Lord, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us, God. If we humble ourselves and come before you, God, if we recognize our sins, our faults, and our failures, God, you are faithful, you are just to forgive us so that we can come boldly to the throne. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. God, we need mercy. We need more mercy, God. Even in your judgment, God, bring mercy. Let mercy appear. Even goodness, God, and mercy you've sent to follow me in case I go wrong, in case I make a mistake, God. You sent mercy, God, to come before thee, oh, God, that he can plead our cause, oh, God, and that you'll yet give us the grace that we need to go through. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. And, God, we thank you for your unmerited favor, not because we've done anything that's so great and so grand, but because of your love and your kindness, you've drawn us close to thee. We thank you, God, for never letting us go in spite of the directions that we take for ourselves. We thank you, God, that you continue to send mercy and grace to follow us, that we'd never be out of thy presence. We'd never be out of thy sight. We'd never be out of thy reach, God. As a great shepherd, you, oh, God, you're able to pull us back off that ledge. You're able to pull us back that we not tumble over the cliff, God, because we've gone in our own direction. Even like the prodigal son, God, you're able to bring us home. Oh, God, you look at us and you see us even when we're great way off, God, and you know that our hearts are still turned toward thee, even though our minds seem to be in a foreign territory, a foreign land. But God, bring us back to the sheepfold again, where we can be in sweet communion with thee, and where we can continue, God, to bask in thy glory and in thy presence, because in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. God, it's those pleasures that I seek, not the pleasures that the world offer, but that which you have for me, God. Help me to humble myself and to come into thy presence, Lord, that I might be with thee once and again in spirit and in truth. And God, in so doing, we ask your blessings upon those that are sick even right now, those that have their ear bent toward the airways. God, we pray that there be a release of your healing virtue, God. We pray for those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, in their minds, oh God, and in their spirits. We pray for those that are in hospitals and nursing homes and healthcare facilities, infirmaries, institutions, and shelters. Even those who are incarcerated, God, many of our sons, our daughters, even mothers and fathers, sisters, brothers, God, oh God, our relatives, Lord, our friends, Lord, protect them while they're there. Oh, God, and helping them, God, working their minds this morning, God. We rebuke, we condemn, God, every thought, notion, and spirit of suicide. Oh, God, among the saints, Lord, and the children of the saints, God. As we've stated, we're troubled on every side, but God, speak a word of peace. Bring calm, bring stability. Oh, God, and we pray for those, Lord, who are our elders, Lord. We pray for memory lapses. We pray, God, for those that are diseased. Oh, God, even in their minds, God, restore. Let restoration come this day, God. Heal, Lord. Send your healing virtue, God. Lift every burden, oh, God. Destroy every yoke, God, and loose every fetter this morning. And God will be so careful to continue giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And things shall we do in Jesus' matchless, mighty, majestic, and magnanimous name. To him be glory in the church and world without end. And to all hearts that believe, they said amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, I told you what the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said to call Pastor Michael. Yes, God. Hey, God. We thank you. He's shaking the bush. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Yes, God. And the Lord doesn't make any mistakes, neither does he lie. We thank you, Jesus, for being obedient. We thank you, God, for ear to hear what the Spirit says. No need belonging to God. And you cannot hear him when he speak to you. I know it was not a mistake when I heard God say, call Pastor Michael, have him to pray. And while Pastor Michael was praying, I also heard the Lord say, for me not to bring the message this morning, let the prayer suffice. He did tell me to have Dr. Scott to play, let the church say amen. And after the song plays, we will be closing the broadcast because God wants that prayer to stay in your hearing, in your heart, and in your mind. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
We thank God for Jesus. We thank you, Pastor Mike. We thank you, Pastor Mike, for that prayer. We thank you and we ask God's richest blessing upon your life even now. Dr. Scott, I am ready to close this broadcast for Glory United Ministry. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. May God be with you. Amen.
Amen again. Thank you.
Thank you. I also express my profound thanks to you and Pastor Mike for that stirring prayer. I'm sure we all are blessed. And Pastor Benham, I just want to explain to you, I lost my screen there for a moment. So we're going to let the church say amen.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No
matter how you're feeling,
amen,
or how your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
'cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen,
even in the valley,
amen,
or standing at your red
feet, amen,
continue to say,
amen,
'cause your help is on the way. Let the church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Saving money on groceries is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Neighborhood Market is opening soon near you. Enjoy low prices you can trust every day on your grocery favorites like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, Walmart's friendly pharmacists can take care of all your prescription needs. At Walmart Neighborhood Market, shopping and saving are simple and convenient.
Your new Walmart Neighborhood Market opens January 27th at the corner of Duplantis Street and West Main Street in Thibodaux.
Save money, live better, Walmart.